Hello, lovely people, and welcome to Dice and an Extra Slice, our bake-off review podcast. Ooh. It's back due to popular demand from our followers.
Mostly from me.
Yeah, you just wanted to talk about cake. So this is our spin-off podcast where we review the episodes of The Great British Bake Off because we like to pass judgment on people who know much more than we do.
Alicia, do you like judgment more or cake more?
Ooh, cake.
Well, good thing I'm here to judge people. I'm Josh, and my favourite cake is a lemon drizzle.
Hi, I'm Alicia, and my favourite cake is probably red velvet, I think.
Ah, fitting, because it's cake week.
It is cake week. Bake Off always starts with cake week. It's just a good week, because... you hear baking, you automatically think of cakes. So last year when we did this review, we were so organized. We made notes during the episode of what ingredients people were using and the technical elements of the bakes that they did. And this year we're not doing that because,
well, for
you
this
know,
first episode, we're just going to freeball it.
Yeah.
Because you try and cram in the details of everyone's cakes and it just feels a bit rushed.
Yeah, and also really, I mean, feel free to tell if you're wrong. I feel like what you're more interested in is our bullshit as opposed to knowing whether they used matcha in their cupcakes.
Some people did use matcha, but not in cupcakes.
So let us know if you prefer this format or if you're like, hey, this is boring, please go back to last year. We'll do that instead.
Any feedback.
Any criticisms.
Anything at all. Please slag us off. Do you want to talk about the contestants?
Yeah, so today was week one, which is great. So you get
Thank
to
God.
Meet
Best
all the contestants.
Best place to start, honestly. I'm so glad they didn't start in at week five and then do like a Witcher prequel timeline thing.
Or do a RuPaul where you start at week one, but actually week one doesn't start for 6 weeks.
Because you're doing like pre-week ones.
Yeah.
And then all the eliminated contestants come back because they're actually the other class.
Yeah, and you actually do two introductions. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Either way, week one is great. You get to meet all the contestants, see what the vibe is. We've already got some favourites. I know I've already got some favourites.
Well, should we go through the contestants themselves in alphabetical order?
You've got them in alphabetical order?
As published in the radiotimes.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do it.
First up, we've got Abdul, a 29-year-old electronics engineer from London.
And most importantly, something that was made clear in his little introduction is that he kills a lot of plants. He loves having plants in his house, but he kills them. As someone who struggles to keep succulents alive, I feel a kindred spirit.
His parents are Pakistani and he was born in Saudi Arabia. Seems nice. Seems like a nice guy.
Seems he does
very
seem
talented.
Nice.
Has a good eye for it. Next up, Carol with an E at the end.
Carol has bright pink hair and just a fun, happy attitude.
Very frizzy. She's fantastic. Carol's 59. She's a supermarket cashier from Dorset.
Oh, you're going like full in. I thought we were just going to freeball it.
I'm just listing their bios, their stats, their stat blocks.
Carol's
got three legendary actions. that's all that it says about her. She's from Dorset, and then it talks about her being from Dorset. Next up, we've got Dawn, who is 60 years old. She's an IT manager from Bedfordshire, but she used to be Boris Johnson's assistant or something like that.
Oh, she's a project manager for Boris.
A project manager from Boris Johnson.
And it was great because Matt Lucas tried to ask her about, you know, working for Boris and if she'd met him. And you could just tell that both of them were actively not saying something about Boris Johnson. It felt very much like this is on TV. We're going to bring it up and then absolutely bypass it completely.
And what you have to bear in mind as well is that Bake Off is recorded several months in advance.
Oh, yeah. So he would have still been PM.
Around June time, I reckon this would have been...
I think Dawn is going to be one of those people that, you know, Dawn is a bit older and she's already said she's into classic bakes and classic flavours, which they always tend to do quite well in Bake Off. They seldom win.
My favourite contestant ever is Norman, who I think I mentioned last year. Norman just, he was an old Northern chap and he just did the bare minimum for everything. His pies were straight down the middle. There was just nothing extra.
No like green tea elements.
He was asked to do decoration, so he did some decoration on top of a pie,
I remember.
And he did
him.
Some leaves as decoration on top of the pie.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got James. James is 25 years old from Cumbria and is a nuclear scientist.
And he was wearing a kilt in the tent.
Was wearing a kilt.
Which I think is great. There's a few Scottish contestants this year, and I just like to listen to them talk.
He's very handsome.
He is a handsome man.
Liked his shirt very much today. His bio talks about his mum, and he says that his signature style is child-friendly horror, which is how
I describe my childhood. Oh.
Next up, we've got Yanoush, who's 34 from East Sussex. He's a personal assistant to a head teacher and is just the most lovely man.
He's really, really sweet, very wholesome, very warm.
He's just so good. He's just a really good egg. described his baking style as cartoon-like, colourful and camp.
Yeah,
and
I get that.
He's Polish and uses a lot of his heritage in his baking. Kevin, 33, Lanarkshire, music teacher. Liked Kevin. He did mention that he's in the church as well.
He just said that he loves cakes, that's all
and
I got.
And he loves cakes, as most people here will. Mm. Mason.
Oh, no, no, I'm sorry. He didn't say that he loves cakes. He made... His first signature were called Love Cakes. And I thought that that was funny, because they were Kevin's Love Cakes.
Kevin's Nutty Love Cakes.
Were they nutty?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Next up, Maysam, 18, from Greater Manchester. A student and sales assistant.
She
youngest,
is the youngest
baker in the tent.
Yeah, youngest one in there. And you can tell she's got the, like, what the fuck am I doing?
Deer in headlights kind of look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Baking inspiration has been from her family.
Sweet.
And has been baking since the age of 13.
Wow.
Which is impressive, but that's only 5 years.
Mm.
So, you know, that's not much of a pedigree.
No.
Next up, Maxi, 29, from London, born in Sweden, is an architectural assistant. Hopefully that'll be good for making cakes.
Yeah, because last year, Jürgen was also science-y architecture, wasn't he?
He was a scientist, not an architecture guy. And
yes.
Architecture and science are very different.
You say that.
I do say that.
I feel like there's a science to architecture.
Buildings
way,
are not test tubes.
I thought that with the guy who's a nuclear scientist, I thought, I wonder whether that will impact his flavours and he'll be whipping out the big guns. But I think architecture will also help.
Next up, Rebs, 23, from County Antrim, Northern Ireland. A master's student who discovered their love of baking during the pandemic. Don't know what they're studying.
I knew someone called Rebs when I was at school, and I just think it's a really, really weird nickname for Rebecca.
She always seems like she's on the brink of crying.
She did have a tough week.
You know who didn't have a tough week? Sandro, 30.
Oh, Sandro.
From London. Works out twice a day, is also a nanny.
Yeah, full-time nanny.
Full-time nanny.
Honestly, I feel like...
Part-time worker outer.
If you said to me that he was, you know, an ex-JLS band member or something, I'd buy that.
I've got to read you from his bio.
Oh, no.
When he was 21, his father passed away, and he turned to baking as a form of therapy.
Oh.
Now he lives and breathes it, and is often found rustling up bakes in a relaxed vibe with a telly on, or running virtual baking classes for children with autism.
That is so wholesome. I will just say that I hope he got actual therapy as well as using baking as therapy, because they are not interchangeable.
Oh, yeah, if
you cannot recover from trauma or some kind of terrible event through baking, so please, if you need therapy, seek therapy.
However, if a bake goes wrong, that could make for excellent television.
That's mean.
Next up, Shabira, 32, from London, a cardiovascular research associate.
Oh, I don't remember learning that about her. She is great. Honestly, Shabira gives me huge Suki from Gilmore Girls vibes. Mm. Like, she's just fun and cute and a little bit all over the place, but very creative. We love her. Well, I love her.
Uses her Malaysian heritage in her cooking, which we did see quite a bit of. Last but not least, in the alphabetical order, is Will.
Will's
45, from London. Used to be a charity director, but now isn't, apparently. Will's apparently good at yeast.
He's written in his bio he's good at yeast.
And his weakness is cake. He's not a huge fan of making cake.
Oh, Will.
Will, buddy.
Before this show even starts, they always have a specific ad that comes just before the bake-off begins.
Oh.
And this year, it is Sainsbury's Taste the Difference. And what they do is they have some of their products, but they're doing a cake or not cake thing.
You mean,
and
is it cake? Like the hit to Netflix TV series, Is It Cake?
Exactly. So they had like a lasagna and like an orange juice bottle and they cut into it and it's cake. And I just love that. Any cake realism thing I think is cool. So great choice. I'm enjoying it. It's less horrifying than the Dr. Oetker gingerbread family.
I miss the Dr. Oetker because I think that was fun. I don't like what they're doing.
You don't like anything.
It feels unnecessarily opulent. And I think it's been done with CG.
No.
I don't think that's real.
No.
I think it's CG. If you look at the labels, like that's
you can't
not
say
handmade.
CG and not say C after it. I'm sorry, that it's just...
Computer-generated cake.
No. CGC is Captain Gun Captain's official name.
No, I'm afraid it means computer-generated cake now. Right.
Oh,
intro.
The intro. The
Star
special
Wars.
Intro.
Star Wars themed. I liked it.
Okay, I have to say, I'm not a Star Wars fan. I haven't really seen it. I've not got a vested interest. I did enjoy the pun of Princess Leia cake. I thought that was funny.
Princess Leia cake, very good. I enjoyed Prubaka.
Prubaka was also wonderful.
Yep.
Yeah, that was good. I didn't like...
Matt Lucas Pie Walker?
Yeah, they made some jokes about a burnt cake being from the dark side.
A pie that was burnt was a touch on the dark side.
Yeah.
Very funny.
I'm sure if you like Star Wars, it's much more interesting.
It just hit all of the beats you expect when someone's parodying or even just taking the piss out of Star Wars. So, signature.
Signature. They had to make 12 identical sandwich cakes.
Which I don't think many of them achieved.
They did. I'm not sure they were identical.
A lot of them ended up with 12.
Yeah.
Some of them ended up with some real shitty cake.
Yeah, I think there was a good mix. There was lots of people using very interesting flavours. I always feel like if I was on Bake Off, I would just use such normal flavours. I just wouldn't use all this, you know, matcha tea and chili peppers and weird things.
I would come into it making a tiramisu cake.
Oh, sure.
That's what I would go with. Having a layer of coffee sponge and maybe like a layer of caramel sponge with a marsala of infused chantilly cream in the middle.
Jesus Christ. All right, Mr. Baking Pro. I'd probably do like a standard Victoria sponge, but try and make my cakes look like little sandwiches because I love a pun. But it was tough. There was lots of things about, you know, they cut them out into circles. And if you cut your cake out too quickly while it was too warm, it would become a crumbly mess, which is what happened to Mason, and her crumbly cake didn't do well. She tried to cover it with icing and
Will had an absolute mare as well. His buttercream just wouldn't come together. He was trying to go for like a salted caramel thing, I think.
Well, I mean, it looked messy.
His product is all square, which is fine. I don't mind it looking square. But it was messy, it didn't taste good, and I think this week, spoiler alert for the showstopper, he tried 3 times to make a type of buttercream this week, and
fucked it every time.
Every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Buttercream.
Buttercream is just butter and icing.
The first one was going to be like a Italian meringue buttercream. But even so, don't come to Bake Off and try something you can't do consistently in the first week.
Yeah, he did not have a good time. There were some great ones. Shabira's were very cute. They were big round things, and she'd put like a layer of custard, like a solid custard on top of her cakes.
See, I didn't think it looked that good.
It was bright green with fun decoration,
yeah,
and I enjoyed it.
Cake shouldn't
and
be green.
And Carol did the to be or not to be were her cakes, and they had little tiny bees on top, and they were very sweet.
They did
very
have little
twee.
Bees. Yeah, it kind of looked like they had wigs.
Also important to say that Carol said that she enjoys gardening and is locally known as Compost Carol, which is just a really funny nickname to end up with.
Yeah.
I'm Compost Carol.
Let's hope all of her food doesn't end up in the compost bin as well.
So we all got to see a bit of their personality in the signature. In general, everyone's was like good. There was no one that did like an exceptional job, I don't
Ooh,
think.
Our good friend
Yanoush.
Yanoush did very well.
Did he?
Yeah, the only problem with Yanoush's cake was that Paul said it was a little bit too boozy.
Oh, this was the boozy, non-boozy.
Prue thought it was the perfect amount of booze.
Ah, yes.
He had like cherry-infused... No, he had booze-infused cherries.
Ah, yes, because what he had done is he... So, as a plant owner, I have a mister for my plants, and he had put some kind of cherry liqueur inside a mister and was spraying it directly onto his sponges to lather them up.
Yep.
And Prue fucking loved it, and Paul said, yeah, too boozy.
Too boozy.
I could see that Prue wanted to give him the equivalent of a handshake. She was itching.
Wanted to give him the leaf lick.
Had a mouthful of tea,
the leaf lick. Also, another standout for me was Abdul with his little cacti.
Cacti
plant pots.
Oh, and
Sandro did flower plant pots.
Oh.
Abdul did cactus plant plants.
Oh, I enjoyed. Sandro did, yeah, gorgeous little pots that had these like white roses coming out of them.
Sugar roses coming out of it.
But the stems were painted green, and they had this gorgeous pattern. You cut into them on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
They just looked stunning. Sandro came out swinging, first time.
It was like an average to good first
opener.
Week. Yeah.
And then we get onto the technical, which Paul's advice was just focus on your sponge. And what a week to be Alicia. They had to make a red velvet cake,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, they did have to make red velvet cake.
And the great thing is that a red velvet sponge isn't the same as like a regular kind of Victoria sponge. There's different ingredients. You've got baking soda, you've got oil, other things involved, and
vinegar.
Yeah. Some people knew how to make a red velvet. Sandro looked very confident when it was announced that it was a red velvet cake. A few of the other bakers looked like they wanted to cry a little bit.
Yeah, that's because red velvet cake is disgusting.
It's delicious.
It's the worst. It's not the worst.
You tried
carrot
it.
Cake is the worst.
You tried it and said the one that we had the other week was okay.
The one we had the other day was okay. The problem is with this red velvet cake is they want thin layers of sponge with layers of cream equal. Like
the cream cheese frosting.
The cream cheese frosting equal in size to the cake, which means...
To give it the height.
Which means it's 50-50 cake and cream cheese frosting.
But cream cheese frosting...
Which is an oral disaster.
It's delicious.
No, it's bad.
You might just not have had good cream cheese frosting. So some of the bakers did okay. Everyone finished a cake, which I think is important. There was no dropping it. There was no, like, completely underdone
sponges. There were no dramas on the first technical.
Yeah.
However, there were some cakes that were bad.
Yeah, their instructions were they had to do the sponges, obviously the cream cheese in between, and then they had to do cream cheese all the way around the edge and the top, sprinkle some red velvet crumbs from the cake around the bottom edge,
yep,
and they had to do 8 rosettes on top.
Yep.
One guy did like a full swirly piping job around the edge of his cake, which just looked weird. Judges did not like it.
Do not approve.
A lot of the cakes weren't tall enough. They kind of were looking for that even icing to cake ratio. And if you don't get that, the cake just isn't as big. So they were expecting tall red velvet cakes. At the bottom, Will's wasn't great.
Reb's wasn't great.
Reb's also wasn't great. She had a mare with
James,
that.
James was the one who did the weird decorating around the outside,
yeah,
of it.
So a few disappointments. But coming up in the top at the end of the technical, Sandro made a banging red velvet.
Sandro made a banging red velvet.
Great taste, good layers. And then coming out on top, we could all expect it because she was the only one who got the right height, Shabira.
Shabira, yeah, she did a really good red velvet.
I think it was the last one they tasted and they cut into it and they had a taste and Paul just went, that's it.
Yeah.
That is a red velvet, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I could have tried it because I bloody love a red velvet. And then coming in hard for the first showstopper of the season, it was called a home bake, yeah, and they had to bake their actual home.
Which, compared to, was it last season where they had to make a bust of a celebrity?
Was that the first episode?
Yeah, that was Cake Week.
God, I don't remember.
Yeah.
God, as if they do that first.
The 2020 and 2021 Cake Week were controversial, those showstoppers, because they were like... insanely difficult to get right. This seems to be a slightly mellower task because the cakes don't need to be like well constructed. It can just be cake. Like,
yeah.
Like it's not like when you're making a gingerbread house or any sort of biscuit house.
Yeah, and what I will say is because it's the first week, the judges are a lot more lenient on the design. Like some of these houses were basic AF, but...
Some of them were basically orbs.
But they were much more lenient, I think, because it's the first week. But we saw some lovely houses. We saw one that was meant to have, is it pebble dashing?
Yeah.
That I think it was lovely. Dawn had just put like loads of crumbs, it looked like, crumbs.
It was praline.
It was praline.
Yeah.
Just smushed all of that around the edge.
Nuts and sugar. Beautiful.
There was some wonky houses.
Lots of wonky houses.
Carol's
was wonky.
It was wonky, but it had lots of lovely plants and greenery around the outside.
It did. There's some beautiful piping going on.
Sandro's was very neat, but it was a very round house.
It was a very round house.
But it had like neat brickwork because he had a stencil for his bricks.
Yeah.
So we just laid that down on the fondant.
Will made a block of flats.
Yeah.
Which Noel
which
said...
Which had some gingerbread in it, didn't he?
Which had some gingerbread in it, yeah, to like form partitions. Like architecturally speaking, it was a very impressive looking cake.
Yeah.
And Noel even said, I recognise that. We live near each other.
Mm-hmm. So it must have been a good bake.
Must have been a good bake.
Well, a good appearance.
Must have been a good design. Because the bake itself was shite.
Yeah, they said it tasted not good.
Every single cake, and he had made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I think. Mm. They were all overbaked.
Oh, yes, because he had like a checkerboard kind of
checkerboard
chocolate
pattern
vanilla
going on
inside.
Each one overbaked.
Yeah, which is not good. Sweet Rebs had a problem in that the middle of her cake was underdone, but what she did is she just cut it out and used some of the other cake that she'd cut off and just essentially swapped out the middle, and the judges only cut into the edge, so they didn't notice.
She did a cake transplant. It was brilliant.
Some of them were pretty messy. May Sam's was really, really messy.
Really messy. And lemon.
Yeah, lots of the bakers bring up and they say what flavours are in it and elements and all of this. And she just said it's lemon.
It's lemon.
Because of the lemon trees, which is very sweet. But there was no, with a honeycomb glaze
or... There was no story. There was no adventure.
Chai.
But it was very colourful.
It was ugly.
Abdul had a bit of a mare because he didn't turn his ovens on.
Ah.
For 40 minutes, he didn't turn his ovens on with the cake already in there.
Yeah.
Which meant that he didn't have as much time to decorate, but he made some cute little sheep.
Oh, he did make the sheep and they were very sweet.
Very sweet little sheep. Sweet sheeps.
One of the Scottish ones did buttercream piping to do pebbles around the edge and then lovely buttercream like roof tiles. And it was lovely, but the buttercream was like weighing down on the cake. And Paul must have used the word claggy like 6 times in this episode.
Claggy was used to describe James's cake.
Yeah, it's the word of the day and it's a word that I hate personally. It's just got a bad mouthfeel. Claggy.
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 You clag.
And then you see all these houses. Some of them look like houses. Some of them maybe don't look like houses. And then Janusz just brings up this grey masterpiece. It was a tower block. The story was that, you know, you'd see all the towers and all the tower blocks. They have like the balconies.
Yeah.
And he could always tell which was his mum's place because the balcony had lots of flowers.
Yeah, lots of flowers.
And lots
plants.
Of greenery and plants.
And he'd shown all the other ones have like, they had like blue raindrops and water on them.
Around the the four-sided tower, 3 of the 4 sides had just plain windows and blue rain icing dripping down.
Very cute.
And then his side had lots of, there were sunflowers and daisies and everything.
It was immaculate. It wasn't immaculate. It was still a bit kind of cartoony.
It was very stylized. It wasn't, you know, it didn't really look like a building.
What's the line between stuff being shit and stuff being stylized?
I think if it looks good, I think quality.
Yeah.
Like, some of them just looked messy, and I don't think you could fob that off with style.
You see, I think Reb's looked quite good.
Mm. Just very plain.
Yeah.
Just wasn't much going on. And Janusz's had great flavour.
That's all that's going to really be said about the showstopper.
Yeah. It was interesting to see. There was clearly some bottoms, clearly some tops that were getting in there.
Like any good party.
Yeah. And who gets to do first Star Baker?
Oh, you can do Star Baker if you want.
I'll do Star Baker. So Star Baker for week 1 of Cake Week was, drumroll please, it was Janusz.
Woo!
He had been really, really solid. I think had Shabira had a better showstopper because her showstopper just didn't have the hero flavour, according to Paul. There was
it,
no...
it had matcha and strawberry and lots of stuff
going on. I
don't
think it was matcha. It was milk tea.
Green tea?
It was milk tea.
Milk tea.
Yeah.
Green tea.
And then, but I think she was on the track, but then Janusz came in with that showstopper.
Yeah.
Delicious flavour, well made, stole the show, and...
stopped the show.
He said that cake is his favourite thing and that winning Cake Week as Star Baker would be like winning the whole show. And he cried when he won. And then he called his partner and he said, I'm just calling to tell you that I've won Star Caker on Bake Week.
Star Caker of Bake Week, yeah.
Star Caker of Bake Week. And it was so sweet. And he got it wrong, which is just very wholesome. A wholesome win. We love Janusz. He did a great job this week.
Which means that I've got the shitty job of telling you that Will's gone home. I think first week is a noble week to go out on.
It was definitely between Will and Maysam. They both had really rough weeks.
But between Will and Maysam, only one of them has in their bio in the Radio Times that they hate making cake.
Yeah.
And that's Will.
Yeah.
Which just goes to show that if you do something, love it.
Well, you know, there's lots of other stuff that goes into Bake Off, not just cakes.
I know, but cake is always the first week.
Yeah, that's true. You should have, well, there's only so much you can practice.
But I maintain first week is the best week to go out because you can say, look, it's such an honour to be here. Best of luck to everyone else.
So what are your predictions? How are you feeling about this season?
I think, honestly, last year I tried to guess this early on who I thought was going to be my front runner. And that was a mistake. Because all of my front runners dropped out pretty quickly.
Wow.
However, I've got a lot of faith in Sandro.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of rooting for James as an underdog. You know, Scottish James.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He looks a bit like Ian Sterling. But beside that, I think he's got an underdog thing going on.
Okay. My top 3 are Sandro, Shabira, and Janusz.
The three front runners.
Yes, but my reasoning for it is Sandro has shown like great baking ability, and so did the other two. But also Janusz and Shabira just have really cute, wholesome energies, and that's just what I gravitate to.
And both of their bios, I keep going back to these bios, mention like their multicultural heritage. which I imagine when you've got people who have multicultural heritages, let's remember in the final last year, I think every single person in the finale
had
different cultural heritages.
Mm.
You know, when you've got that play of flavours, it comes across in your baking.
Yeah, but it's all to play for because it's week one. So other people could come and throw Janoush out of the top spot. But it was a great first week. I love the first episode of the season because they show you snippets of the whole thing. And I just love seeing the tiny shots of what's to come because I just get really fucking excited.
There's a lot of chaos on the way. But what's happening next week?
Oh, fuck. Next week is biscuit week.
Oh, damn.
And I heard someone talking about fruit fly biscuits or fly swap biscuits.
I think they're making like the little shorties. You know, the rounds with the raisins in.
Oh, yes. I love those.
And the showstopper, spoiler alert, is a biscuit mask.
Yeah, some kind of face mask. It looks like it's going to be intense. So
it's going to be intent.
I'm sad. I'm really ashamed that I laughed at that. So catch Great British Bake Off. It is on Channel 4 on Tuesdays. I want to say 8 p.m, but who knows? And our reviews will be up sometime after that, depending when we've been able to see it.
Sometimes it'll be up mere hours before the show.
So we hope you've enjoyed this. You can follow us on our social media if you would like to, at Dice and a Slice. That's DiceNaSlice. I have to say that with the same kind of
cadence,
way that Josh does it. Absolutely. We post pictures of our baked goods from our normal podcast, Dice and a Slice, which is a Dungeons and Dragons 5e podcast, if you want to listen to that.
But you already knew that because this is on that podcast feed.
But they might not. They might be Bake Off fans.
Well, if you're a Bake Off fan who's listening to this, why don't you give us a 5-star rating on Spotify? Or on Apple Podcasts?
Apple Podcasts. Or on Podchaser, where you can also leave us reviews.
Podchaser?
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you go to the link in any of our socials, you'll find links to all of our places, including our Discord. We have a Discord. You can come and chat to us about baked goods. We should probably have a Bake Off channel.
There is a Bake Off channel.
There we go. Job done.
Thanks for listening.
See you next week for biscuits. I'm trying to think of alliteration. Bamboozling biscuits.
It's biscuit beak.
Biscuit beak. There's the cuckoo. Hello, lovely people, and welcome to Dice and an Extra Slice. Ah, oh, it's nice.
It's nice. Oh, that's nice. Leave that as a blooper.